Well, good morning. It's 8:13, just about 8:14. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Boy, lots and lots of things going on here in the city of Galesburg, and in particular with the Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department. Joining us to talk more about some of the things happening is the director of the Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department, Tony Alignestel. Tony, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Tom. Thanks for inviting me over.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. My goodness, you've just been busy as of late. I mean, not that you're not, it's kind of a year-round thing because there's different, just with the recreation division itself and all the athletic endeavors that happen. You got sports every season of the year, but there's so much more that that goes into what the Parks and Recreation Department does. And some people might not even realize some of the things that fall under the Parks and Recreation Department. One of the things we were talking about off the air a little bit, Lake Story, and every so often the lake is drained and then refilled, and that falls under the guise of the Parks and Recreation Department. And I know you get the question, like, well, why do you have to do that? So talk about what's going on with that and why that needs to be done.
Sure. So at the direction of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, or IDNR, we lower the lake by between 5 and 6 feet. We begin that the day after Labor Day every year. Actually, IDNR wanted us to start that in August, and we said no. but we've been doing this for decades. and it's really to help the ecology of the fish survive the winter. So with the lower lake, all the fish have to go deeper into the water, and then the big fish eat the little fish to survive. But then we still have fish at the end of the year.
So does the refilling process, is that just natural over the rest of the fall and winter into the spring?
Yeah. So once we lower the lake, then it refills from rainfall and then from snow. And so typically by the spring, we're back to normal levels.
Yeah. So there you go. So, Tyler, you go into the deep end, you can eat little fish.
Oh, right. Got to wait out very far.
But there may be bigger fish that you better look out for. Just saying. Well, that's really interesting. So, yeah, but like I said, it's something that's done every year, and people I know just always, because I always notice it's lower and just never knew exactly why, but that makes perfect sense. Well, there's so many things going on, and a lot of stuff has been in the news as of late. Let's start with the Hawthorne pool. I know there was different possibilities because it's expensive to maintain a facility like that, and especially as old as it is as well.
Yeah. So, doing a little research on Hawthorne pool. So it was built in 1941 as part of the Army base. And it's been, under several different ownerships, I guess, since that time. The city started programming Hawthorne Pool in 1965. I didn't realize that we were programming back then. We didn't own the pool back then. We acquired the pool, I don't know exactly when, somewhere in the 80s, I think. But throughout that entire time, like, general maintenance had been done, not just by the city, but by all the owners over that period of whatever, 80 years or whatever. But the major renovations and maintenance issues haven't been taken care of over that time. And so we've just gotten to a point where over the last few years since I've gotten here, we've done a couple facility studies and came to the conclusion that there's significant maintenance, not renovation, maintenance that needs to happen to keep the building safe. Yeah. And so what we know just by visual inspection is that there's about $2.5 million of maintenance, that needs to be done. And so this is kind of one of the things that people don't realize is, I know that number gets thrown around, but that's just what we can see. So once we start opening the walls, we're going to have to bring the wiring up to today's code. Once we start opening the walls, we're going to have to bring the plumbing up to today's code. As it being a pool, there's a lot of plumbing involved. Once we start doing maintenance inside the building, we're going to have to bring it up to ADA, which is something that we probably should do anyway. But all of those are additional expenses that aren't included in that $2.5 million. And anybody that's ever done, I'll call it a renovation, where you open walls, whether it's a home or another building, you never know what you're going to find once you start doing that. So all we know is that there's about $2.5 million worth of work that we know of, plus all that other stuff. And at the end of that, the building will look the same.
Yeah, and so that's a lot of expense for, like you said, it's not even a renovation. This is just maintenance, and not knowing what that final bill would be. I mean, because number one, we're talking about water, and granted, yes, it's made to hold water. The pipes are made to move the water, but you know, we're talking from 1941. Also, yeah, things need to be updated. And like you said, once you get in and tearing that open, just updating number one, I bring everything up to code would be crazy, crazy expensive. And like you said, you don't know what else you get into. What is there other leaks? And you know, is the building even less safe? So what's the talk now? What are the possibilities at this point?
Well, Steph have proposed several options to council. These aren't the only possibilities, but these are the ones that we have suggested at this time. That council is thinking about. So one would be to actually do the maintenance on the building. Another would be to build a new pool, whether that's independently or with partnership with some other community organizations. Another possibility would be to try and partner with other organizations and use existing pools in the community, whether those be hotels or the school or whatever. And then a couple other ideas. One would be actually to dome, do an all-weather retractable dome over Lakeside Water Park.
Wow.
And so the cost of that would be the doming would only dome the 5-foot pool and the zero-depth entrance pool. That would cost about $1.6 million, but then we'd have to renovate the bathhouse to make sure that it – you know, people could use it during the wintertime and we could have water and bathrooms and stuff. So we're looking at somewhere between $2 and $2.5 million. But that's more of a fixed price because we know what the retractable domes would cost.
Right.
And then the final possibility, honestly, is just to close Hawthorne and use those funds for other recreation purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I mean, in a lot of ways makes sense because of the, like you said, Here's the cost. We have an idea what they are going to be, but we get in, and like you said, you open stuff up, there's going to be more expenses incurred.
And you know, with council thinking about what to do next in terms of indoor aquatics, we know that there's a strong segment of the population that really benefits from aquatics year-round. You know, whether it be health or safety in terms of just teaching swimming lessons and those kind of things, and from a recreational purpose as well. And so all those things are being factored in. But included in that is actually trying to manage the budget as well. And I don't know that people realize that, but we subsidize, so your tax dollars covers about $70,000 a year on Hawthorne Pool. Pools are very expensive to run and maintain, whether they be indoor or outdoor. And so that's another thing that has to be considered when we're making this decision.
Tony Lignastel is the director of the Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department. Hawthorne Pool, one thing. There's also talk of maybe some changes and updating at parks. I know one that's been talked about in particular has been HT. What are we talking about there? And is anything set in stone at this point? Or are we still just kind of looking to the future? What could happen there?
Sure. So I had a community meeting back in August, I think. Yeah. Gosh, time's flying.
Yeah, I know. It's only been last month, but it's been kind of crazy. Yeah.
I applied for an OSLAD grant through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Galesburg qualifies for, typically OSLAD grants are 50% matches, so up to $800,000. So we would provide $400,000 locally, and then we would get $400,000 in the grant. Galesburg qualified for a 10% match, so we could get $720,000, and we'd only have to pay $80,000. So with that being in mind, I did apply for the OSLAD grant, and some of the things that we put in the grant were a walking path around H.T. Custer. Through the community meeting, we added a kind of a bike training area for young kids to learn how to learn about stop signs and yield signs and how to deal with that kind of stuff. We added an additional shelter and replacing the playground equipment out there as well. And I think there was another component I just can't remember. Like a rain garden.
Okay.
Or something like that as well.
Did some of these ideas come from community members that attended, or were these things that within the department you came up with?
Yeah, most of it was department stuff, and I just shared it at that meeting. But the bike training center was one, and the location of where the playground goes was another thing that we moved because of community feedback at that meeting as well. So we will – usually the grant is awarded in April to June of the following year. So it's a long process, but we'll find out in about 6 months.
Well, we know that we got a lot of great park facilities here, and upgrading and adding new things would be great. And that's happening at a couple of other places. One, we'll start with Bateman Park there at on Maple and Losey. The tennis courts, those are going to be updated, and we are bringing what's turned into a really big sport now, pickleball courts.
Yep. So this has been on the docket for a while. I know I've had community people contact me several times asking when is this going to happen. So the contractor was just waiting on materials. I'm sure everybody's heard that story for the last couple of years. But they finally got all their stuff. So they'll actually be here on Thursday of this week to start converting the Bateman tennis courts into pickleball courts. It'll end up being 6 total courts out there. I believe they should be finished by the end of September. It's a pretty quick process. Really excited about that. The other thing that's happening right now is the water play feature at Lakeside Water Park that we purchased back in 2018 that I talked about way back then is finally getting installed. Had a little hiccup with the Illinois Department of Public Health to get the permit to start the construction. It took a little longer than we thought, 2.5 years.
More than a little bit, right?
Yeah. So, but the construction is going on, and the new water play feature will be fully completed and installed by middle of November, maybe a little sooner than that, and then it'll be up and ready for use come the spring or summer.
Tony Lignesel is the director of the Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department. And for those who love golf and you wish you could play year-round but you don't go south, well, here's an opportunity to keep swinging the clubs as well with a new golf simulator. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the city had the opportunity to purchase one of the golf simulators from Iron Spike when they sold theirs. And so we acquired one. The only location that we have that's big enough for it, though, within the city is at Hawthorne Gym. So that's where it's located right now. The plan is to open it to the general public for rental purposes starting November 1st. But we plan on having a couple community kind of open houses where people can come out and give it a try, play a few holes. Those will happen in October, I believe, October 23rd and 24th. But there'll be a press release and some information going out about that. So want to give people a chance to give it a try and take a look at it and hopefully drum up some business. But yeah, we're really excited about it, and we'll be using that a few days a week. What we do ask once we get go live is that you'll have to reserve, just like going to a golf course, but you'll have to make quote-unquote tee times, so that way we know if anybody's actually coming, because we have to actually staff Hawthorne Gym when people use the equipment, and typically we don't have staff, so we need to schedule them.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing, staffing. I mean, obviously, with all the sports and everything, you have officials, whether it's for basketball or, you know, umpires or whatever the case may be. Another one of the big ones, swimming, all the swim lessons and open pool time that you still have, lifeguards. There's a big one that I know, like any other business trying to find employees, that's not an easy thing. And then there's that extra little thing that you got to be certified to be a lifeguard on top of it. So yeah, that's something you're in need of right now.
Yeah, I mean, lifeguarding is kind of a national issue. I mean, just employment in general seems to be a national issue, but I know lifeguards are definitely one of those things. And so we've made some adjustments to how we handle our lifeguards as well. We've increased their pay. So they used to make minimum wage, and now we're paying them $1 more than minimum wage. We used to make you pay for your own certification, and then at some point we started reimbursing you. Now we actually cover your certification, so you don't even have to pay for that.
Wow.
You just come out and test. And we do some pre-testing as well for free. So if you think about lifeguarding, but I'm not sure if I have all the skills or I'm not sure if I'm a strong enough swimmer, you can come out and we schedule like pre-testing so you can get kind of a training schedule on how to improve the skills that you need to become a lifeguard. But yeah, we definitely need lifeguards. So if you're interested, and we have hours, all throughout the day, especially during the indoor season, We open at 6 a.m., so we need lifeguards for the very morning session. So if you want a little part-time job before you go to work or before you go to school, that'd be great. And then we do some evenings and weekends as well. And, Tom, you did bring up officiating as well. And we do need those, too. We need basketball officials and volleyball officials and softball umpires. You know, we'll do some of the training for you or with you. In most of our sports, you don't have to be certified. We just give you some training. As a per-hour job, those make more than.
And so you're getting paid to do this, yeah. You're sitting watching a sport.
Yeah, so typically you'll make anywhere between $20 and $30 a game. Yeah. Games are an hour or less, so depending on what sport you're doing.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to apply, whether it's lifeguard or want to be an official or umpire, how would they go about that?
Applications are on the city websites. I don't think our officiating is up there because actually we contract officials. So if you're interested in officiating on the city website, just send me an email. You can get my email address off the website in several different locations. Just let me know that you're interested, and I will have the our officials coordinator or assigner who does all of that and basically contracts the officials get in touch with you.
Tony Ligna-Estel is the director of the Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department. Let's talk about something that's been in the news as of late, the Youth Commission here in Galesburg, and talk about that and the role of the Parks and Rec Department within that.
Yeah, so the Youth Commission is one of the commissions that the city has. It's a advisory commission to the city council and to the city. It's been around for a very long time. City Council just approved changes in how the commission is formed and what their purpose is. In terms of how many people are on it, the new youth commission will have 11 commissioners, with seven of those commissioners being students between the ages of 13 to 18. If you're interested, you can apply to be a commissioner, whether adult or youth, on the city website. It's just an online form that you fill out and click submit. In terms of the focus of the Youth Commission, really it's trying to deal with the youth in the community and, really interacting with the youth, trying to find out what their needs are. It's not just about recreation, but it's really about what the community needs, what the youth need, and then also how to retain those youth and make them want to, if they go off to college, how to bring them back here and all those kind of things. I know some of the things that we'll be doing is service projects, some programming and those kind of things, and then making recommendations to the city council. The other interesting note about that is that if you are a youth on the youth commission, 13 to 18 years old, you'll be paid a nominal fee of $30 per meeting that you attend, and we meet once a month. My role is just I'm the city representative, so I just kind of help guide them and make sure that they abide by all the city ordinances and rules and regulations.
Tony Ligna-Estel, Director of Parks and Recreation here in the city of Galesburg. So much going on, and again, if you're interested, there's so many activities, whether sports-wise, if you want to get your kids involved, adult-wise as well, you can find it all on the website and fill out your application to play. Or if you want to be a lifeguard, need those officials, whatever umpires, whatever the case may be, it's all available for you, right?
It is, and I should mention, actually, we have a new website. It just went live 2 weeks ago. It definitely has a different look. It should be much easier to use. So, and we're also looking for feedback there. So if you find anything that's wrong on our website, broken link or misspellings, please let us know so we can fix it right away. While we're on that within the website, under the recreation pages, a couple of things that are going on. But youth basketball, which is our largest program that we run in terms of just total people, a registration for that will be starting here probably in the next week or two, to register individually if you live in Galesburg or if you're in the surrounding community and want to register a team. It's for ages or grades 3, 4, and 5, both boys and girls. We also do nature programming, which is kind of a hidden gem in our community and actually around our region. But we do our second Saturday nature program out at Leaside Nature Center. But we've also added some other programs. Some of them have stopped now. But we did a kayak club.
Oh, wow.
And we do nature at night. So we do some evening nature programs as well. The last one we did was compass and orientation, so you mm-hmm. can kind of find your way around by using a compass or the stars or whatever. So, definitely some interesting stuff and the things that you don't get to do every day.
Yeah, and some of those will be coming back when the warm weather comes again in the spring and summer. Right?
For sure.
All right. Tony Lignasso, he's the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Gilsland. Tony, anything else that we need to get to here this morning?
I think that covers pretty much everything. But as always, Tom, I love talking to the community and engaging with them and listening or hearing what they have to say, comments, both good and bad. We can't fix anything if we don't know it's broken. And, we work for you. So feel free to contact me anytime you'd like. All my contact information is on the city website.
For anybody who says there's nothing to do here, nothing for kids, go to the website and take a look. Take a look under Parks and Recreation. You'll find plenty of stuff to do. Tony, always appreciate you taking the time with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.